This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, so today we're going to dig into something that's like super important if you're doing any kind of online advertising.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all about PPC quality score.
Mm.
Now, you know, a lot of people might not even realize this is a thing, but it can really make or break your campaigns.
It really can.
Because basically, a good quality score means you can get more visibility, you know, better placement for your ads without having to spend a ton more money.
Exactly. You're essentially getting more bang for your buck.
Right. So think of it kind of like unlocking this hidden potential in your advertising budget.
I like that.
So to help us break this down, we're going to be looking at an article called 5 Ways to Improve Your PPC Quality Score.
Great article.
Yeah. And it's by Chris Bradley, who's like seriously experienced in this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Chris knows his stuff. He's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Wow.
And they've been profitable for like 24 years straight.
That's impressive.
So he's not just talking theory. He's sharing what actually works in the real world.
Yeah. So whether you're just starting out with PPC or you've been doing it for a while and want to up your game.
Sure.
We're going to pull out some actionable strategies from Chris's advice that you can actually use right away to boost your own quality score.
Sounds good. Let's dive in.
All right. So the first thing Chris talks about is loading times. And I think sometimes people underestimate how much this matters.
Yeah, it's huge. And I think a lot of folks think, oh, it's just about user experience. You know, people don't want to wait around for a slow website.
Right.
But the thing is, Google actually penalizes you for having a slow website.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It directly impacts your quality score because they see slow loading times as a sign of like a bad user experience, and they don't want to send people to those sites.
That makes sense. I guess Google wants to make sure it's sending people to high quality websites that load quickly and provide a good experience.
Absolutely. They want to keep people happy and engaged.
So how do you actually know if your site is slow?
Well, Chris recommends using Google Analytics, or better yet, the Core Web Vitals report in Google Search Console. And those tools can give you some really specific insights into how quickly your pages are loading.
So once you know your site's slow, what can you do to speed it up?
That's where you got to start trimming the fat, so to speak.
Fat? Like, what do you mean?
Well, things like optimizing your images, you know, make sure they're not huge files that take forever to load.
Okay.
And get rid of any unnecessary scripts or plugins that might be slowing things down.
So basically streamlining everything.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. So next up, Chris talks about campaign structure. And this is something I've seen a lot of new advertisers struggle with.
Yeah, it's a common mistake.
What do they usually do wrong?
Well, they think bigger is better. So they try to create this one massive campaign with like thousands of keywords.
Oh, yeah. Trying to cover everything at once.
Right. But the problem is when you do that, it becomes really hard to create ads and landing pages that are truly relevant to every single keyword.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess if your keywords are all over the place, it's tough to have a cohesive message.
Exactly. And that lack of relevance hurts your quality score.
So what's the better approach?
Chris recommends creating multiple smaller campaigns.
Okay.
Each one focused on a very specific niche.
Okay.
And within each campaign, you use a group of keywords that are related, but still varied enough to capture different search terms.
So kind of like instead of having one giant store, you have several smaller specialty shops.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So the next tip is about landing pages. And I have to admit, this one always felt a little tedious to me.
I can see why it might seem like extra work.
Yeah, but Chris makes a strong case for why individual landing pages are so important.
Yeah, because it all boils down to relevance again.
Right.
When someone clicks on your ad, they're expecting to land on a page that's directly related to what they searched for.
Yeah.
And if you're landing page is too general or doesn't match the ad's message, it creates this disconnect.
Yeah, they might feel tricked or confused.
Exactly. And that's not going to lead to a good experience.
So with separate landing pages, you're giving each ad group its own dedicated space.
Right. And that way you can make sure the content on each page is perfectly aligned with the keywords in the ad.
So you're basically making good on the promise of the ad.
Exactly. And when you do that, Google sees that you're providing a valuable and relevant experience for users.
Which in turn boosts your quality score.
Precisely.
Makes sense.
Okay,
let's move on to keyword optimization. And Chris mentions this thing called dynamic keyword insertion, which sounds kind of complicated.
It is a bit more advanced, but it can be really powerful.
So how does it work?
Well, basically, dynamic keyword insertion allows you to automatically insert the exact search terms a user typed into your ad copy.
Whoa, so if I search for best running shoes.
Right, your ad could actually say, find the best running shoes here.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that kind of laser-focused relevance can do wonders for your click-through rates.
Because people are seeing exactly what they're looking for.
Exactly.
But I imagine setting that up could be tricky.
It does require some careful planning to make sure you don't end up with any weird or nonsensical combinations.
Yeah, you don't want your ad to say something like, buy the best running shoes for cats if someone searches for best cat toys.
Haha, exactly. But if you do it right, the payoff can be huge in terms of relevance and click-through rates.
And ultimately a higher quality score.
Exactly.
Okay, so last but not least, Chris talks about landing page relevance again, but this time he's specifically talking about the content on those pages.
Yeah, so we've talked about having dedicated landing pages for each ad group.
Right.
But now it's about making sure the content on those pages actually aligns with the keywords in your ads.
So it's not enough to just have a separate page. It has to be the right page with the right content.
Precisely, because again, it's all about creating that consistent experience for the user.
Yeah, they should feel like they're seamlessly moving from search to ad to landing page.
Exactly.
So if your ad is all about organic fair trade coffee beans.
Right. Your landing page shouldn't just be a general coffee page. It needs to feature those specific beans prominently.
Yeah.
You got to deliver on what you promised in the ad.
I got it. So it's all about making sure everything connects.
Absolutely. And when you do that, it sends a strong signal to Google that you're providing valuable, relevant results.
And that means a higher quality score.
You got it.
Now, Chris also mentions one more thing that I found kind of surprising.
No, what's that?
He says that if you've implemented all these changes and you're still not seeing improvements in your quality score, you might want to consider reaching out to Google directly.
Yeah, that's actually a good tip.
Really?
Yeah, because sometimes, even though algorithms are super sophisticated, there might be something that a human reviewer can pick up on.
Oh, okay. So they might be able to spot an issue that the algorithm missed.
Right. Or maybe even give you some personalized advice on how to further improve your campaigns.
So it's worth a shot.
Definitely.
Okay, so let's quickly recap Chris Bradley's five key strategies for boosting your PPC quality score.
Okay, shoot.
Number one, improve your loading times. Make sure your website is fast.
Got it.
Number two, create smaller, more targeted campaigns instead of one giant one.
Makes sense.
Number three, have dedicated landing pages for each ad group.
Absolutely.
Number four, use dynamic keyword insertion to make your ad copy super relevant.
Good one.
And number five, ensure that the content on your landing pages aligns perfectly with the keywords in your ads.
All about relevance.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So for everyone listening, I want you to think about which of these five areas offers you the biggest opportunity for improvement right now.
Yeah, good question.
What could you change today that would have the most impact on your quality score?
It's all about finding those quick wins.
Right. And even a small increase in your quality score can make a huge difference in the overall efficiency of your campaigns.
Absolutely. Every little bit counts.
So take some time to analyze your current setup and see where you can make some tweaks.
And don't be afraid to experiment a little. See what works best for you.
That's great advice. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.
My pleasure. It was a good one.
And for everyone listening, thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.